Welcome to this podcast series of TXN 203D, the taxation of business income for the first semester of 2012. My name is Lenata Wenzel, and I am one of your lecturers. The names of the other lecturers, as well as the contact number for them, can be found on page 6 of Tutorial Letter 101 of 2012. Please note that this telephone number is a hunting line. In other words, it searches which lecturer's phone is not engaged, and then you are put through to that lecturer. So please be patient when phoning, but rest assured that your call will be answered. You may also contact us via email through MyUNISA using the following email address: txn203d/12/xs1@unisa.ac.za. The purpose of this podcast is to give you an overview of how to get started with this module. Firstly, we will look at the study material that you need. Before commencing with your studies, please make sure that you have the following study material: Tutorial Letter 101 and 102 of 2012, as well as the prescribed textbook. You will also need Tutorial Letter 103 of 2012, but this document will be posted to you at a later stage. Tutorial Letter 101 contains very important information regarding the module as well as the assignments. This tutorial letter also outlines the study units and chapters of the prescribed textbook to be covered. Please follow the proposed time schedule for the module included in this tutorial letter. Tutorial Letter 102 and 103 contain the study units which will guide you through the content of the module as included in the prescribed textbook. As stated in Tutorial Letter 102 and 103, the topics covered in Tutorial Letter 102 will only be tested in the first assignment. This means that you will not be tested on these topics in the May 2012 exam. The topics that will be tested in the exam is included in Tutorial Letter 103, and it's thus important that you spend enough time during the semester mastering these study units. The title of the prescribed textbook is A Student's Approach to Income Tax, Business Activities, the 2012 edition. It's very important that you obtain the correct version of this textbook as soon as possible, as you will use it a lot in your studies. Please note that electronic versions of all tutorial letters can be obtained from MyUNISA under Official Study Material. You first have to log in with your student number and password. Now that you know which study material to use, I would like to explain the assessment process. The assessment of this module consists of two parts, namely assignments and an examination. Assignment 1 is a compulsory assignment, and the submission of this assignment is required to obtain exam admission. This assignment consists of 50 multiple choice questions to be answered on an official UNISA marking sheet using a pencil. The due date for Assignment 1 is 5 March 2012, but we urge you to submit this assignment by 6 February 2012 already, as indicated on page 11 of Tutorial Letter 101. Assignment 2, with a due date of 2 April 2012, is a written assignment and can be submitted to UNISA via normal post or electronically via MyUNISA. This assignment is not compulsory, but it will contribute towards your final mark. Assignment 1 and 2 contribute 10% of your final mark, while the exam in May 2012 will contribute 90% of your final mark for the module. Assignment 3 consists of the May 2011 exam paper. You are not required to submit this assignment. It's a self-assessment assignment and does not contribute towards the year mark for the module. Please note that assignments can only be submitted via normal post or using MyUNISA for electronic submission. Ensure that the module code TXN203D, the assignment number, and your student number appear on your assignment. Please submit the assignments on or before the stated due dates. Assignments submitted after the stated due dates will not be marked. In closure of this podcast, I would like to draw your attention to the following. The syllabus is extensive, and we want to encourage you to start with your studies immediately. Your destiny in this module will depend on your own commitment, dedication, and studying. You will be the author of your success. We as lecturers will provide the support, direction, and motivation needed to yield success. During the semester, more podcasts will be recorded for this module and posted to the course site on MyUNISA. Once a new podcast has been uploaded to MyUNISA, you will receive an announcement via MyUNISA. Thus, please visit MyUNISA to check for new podcasts. Thank you for listening to this podcast and good luck with your studies this semester.